There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Dubai Eye 103.8 with Steph and Mark, with you through till 4 o'clock today with travel, entertainment and what's on. And we are live from the DP World Tour Championships, enjoying not just the golf, but the greenery, the fresh air down here at Jumeirah Golf Estate. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's absolutely idyllic, isn't it? Now, Jenny Marshall is the head marshal, there's a coincidence, responsible for 200 marshals working here at the DP World Tour Championships. Hi, Jenny, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Sounds like a lot, that, 200. You know, is that kind of an average number for a tournament like this?
Yes, it is, since I've been doing it anyway. It has increased a little bit, but we're getting a good market from overseas now, which is obviously
really
very good from my point of view, because obviously they're coming over to do the whole week, and that's what they want. They want to be here and marshal the golf.
How long have you been doing it, Jenny?
I've done all the nine here at Jumeirah Golf Estates. I did, I think it's nearly 12 years at Emirates Golf Club. And then a friend of mine came to do Chief Marshal here because I went back to the UK and asked me to come out and help him. And he did 2 years and then asked me to take over, and I've done 7 years as Chief Marshal now.
Goodness me.
Fantastic. So you've seen those crowds come and go. I mean, talking about your marshals, do they all do the same job or have they all got different assignments around?
No, all different assignments. I've got, there's a TV, help the TV. I've got scorers out there. I have walking marshals. Obviously team leaders and different types of marshals out there. And then I have the static marshals, which are really important because they get to know an area and what's happening in that area, and obviously help the walking marshals as they go along.
Jenny, I think we've got to talk golf etiquette and behaviour on a golf course in 2017, which has to be the year of I will answer my phone wherever I want to.
Right.
How tough is it these days?
Well, to be honest, we were a little bit concerned about the new policy that's come in from the European Tour and sanctioned by the players themselves.
Just remind us what that policy is.
Well, that policy is that they can use mobile phones, but they have to be on silent, there has to be no flash on, and they can video in non-competitive areas. So we thought, oh God, there's going to be phones everywhere.
Yeah.
And for how many years have I been saying, you know, we've got to stop the phones, stop the cameras. There are no cameras still, though. You can only use your camera on your phone.
That's a camera everyone uses now, though, isn't it?
Exactly, that's right. We've seen a few around, but everybody's been very nice and polite. Once we've told them that there's no cameras, only mobile phones, they've been very, very nice about it. And to be honest, it's made our life so much easier.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, do people still come to tournaments like this and not switch off the mobile phone? And it goes off at a crucial moment when a golfer is taking a swing.
Well, that's what we can't believe, really. You know, I've been talking, I've got two media marshals out there. I've got two roaming marshals who go out and, you know, look at any problems anywhere. And as I say, it's made life easier because people seem to relish the fact that they can use them. So they make sure that using them accurately, and I don't know really any problems that we've had, which is wonderful.
And I guess for social media, it's fantastic, isn't it? Mm. It's an advert for the golf. It's an advert for come down here and enjoy what I'm enjoying.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, because obviously there are more and more applications, so people can be socially aware of what's going on around the course and they want to use them. So it was just a continuation, really.
Have you ever, in your experience, had to eject someone from a golf course and tell them, please, maybe it's better you leave?
I think some of my more senior marshals have done that.
Yeah.
I've had to do that to a few of the marshals themselves.
Really?
Who've just been a little bit difficult. Not many, just a few over the years.
How's a marshal difficult?
that'd be giving secrets away now.
But,
you know, if they don't comply...
lenient or too tough on people?
No, it's a case of not complying with... you know, how I want to carry things out, really. You know, if we've got, I have top marshals who do the top groups, and no one is allowed to join that without sanction from me, because it can change the whole way things work if you've got a stranger in there who doesn't fit in with the group. And just little things that people don't want to do, they want to join this group, and you say no, and then it comes to the point when sometimes you have to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What about the golfers themselves? Are some more sensitive to, you know, little things going off? Maybe that phone, you know, that photograph. Are some a bit more touchy than others?
Oh, definitely, yes. And I get lots of stories when they come in, you know, what's happened. It depends how their day's going, of course, as well. And if they're happy or not happy, or the game's going well, it's not going well, they get a bit touchy. But my main thing I say to my marshals is, I don't want to hear a caddy shout, because he's doing his work for you. So as long as he's not shouting and you're preempting everything, everything goes quite smoothly, and then they relax and don't get so uptight.
The kind of experience I've had with marshals before, and I don't think it was me, I've just heard it happen, obviously, on the
Indian
pool.
It wouldn't be you, Steph.
It wouldn't be me, But I have heard a few people be shushed. And there's a good shush that comes from that marshal. It kind of echoes around the golf course. You got a good shush, Jenny?
Oh, shh.
Oh, so it kind of peters off towards the end. Yes. I've been practicing mine in the car on the way here.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear.
But yours is loud.
Shh.
It was a bit short.
Sharp and short.
I don't know whether I'd hear that, do you?
Oh, really?
No, no. Oh. You'll have to practice before you come and join us.
It's all about projection, isn't it? You know.
Oh, it's like an old nun over there, isn't it? You should have seen the way his little pout went at the end of that.
Well, that's part of it, isn't it? You know, it's a facial expression that gets a good shush.
I think you could come and join us, actually. Yeah. Next year.
Volunteer next year, yeah.
I think you're in the
Put
wrong
one of them
job.
Lovely blue shirts on.
So every year, do you get more and more marshals, or is it always around the 200 mark?
It's always around that number, because obviously nearer the time, I start in July. So by the time the tournament comes along, there's things happening in people's families, there's illnesses, there's work got in the way. So I have to allow for people not dropping out, because they always let me know. It's very rare I have more than a couple of no-shows, which is really good for this part of the world. But sometimes, you know, you just, something happens and you can do nothing about it. So roughly it always works out between 240, 260 every year.
Do you put them through training, you know, to get them up to speed?
That's a little bit difficult, because you really need on-the-job training. So we have two briefings just 10 days before the tournament, and I give a good briefing for about just over an hour, and we talk to them about not so much marshalling techniques, but about how I always liken it to a stage. You know, you create a stage on the tee, on the fairway, on the green, and if the stage is set, it makes a nice environment for the players.
Do they all have to understand golf, the sport, pretty well?
No, I think it's about being aware, you know, and having that rapport with the public at the end of the day. If they talk to them, make them feel comfortable, they are part of the course at the end of the day. And I think it's how you are as a person, really. So golf really doesn't have to come into it, as long as you know when to not pick up a ball or get in the way.
Jenny, for anyone listening in thinking that would be a dream next year, I would love to do that, how would they go about it, and who do you look for? Do you look for young people who are school leavers, or do you look for people who maybe have a bit of spare time, who've retired, or people who are even coming out on holiday?
Well, anybody. I do get a lot of people coming out on holiday. I've had a few this week saying, could they come and join? We just found out. I've had a lot of people coming in saying they would like to come next year, so they've come and taken details. Otherwise, if they go onto the European Tour website and look under the DP World Tour Championship, there should be a part on volunteers, and my name should be up there. But if not, if they contact the European Tour, they will tell them who I am and to get in touch with me, Jenny Hoskins, and I'll look forward to anybody coming along. It doesn't matter.
Finally, Jenny, you can be the judge. Who did have the best shush?
Oh dear, you're putting me in a position here, aren't you now? I don't like the way you're looking at me.
He's intimidating.
Very
Jenny,
much.
Thank you so much.
Lovely, thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.